to Fitfluential Radio, the intersection of fitness, health, wellness, and modern medicine. 50% education, 50% motivation. We're here to help you find your fitness. Tune in weekly for interviews with some of the most respected and experienced names in the business, providing actionable insights for you in every episode. Thanks for tuning in today. Let's roll. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm Kelly Olexa. And today on the show, I am really, you know, I say this all the time, but I'm so excited that I was able to get Hannah, who's also known on Instagram as the Ripped Barbie, on the show. I have been following Hannah on Instagram primarily for a long time and just had developed this huge girl crush on this woman because she is so just a ball full of energy, but she also really knows her stuff when it comes to fitness. She's a former CrossFit competitor. She's got her own thriving fitness business. She has all kinds of different training programs online, and it's been really fascinating to watch her transformation and what she has learned and applied both in her life personally, in her own fitness journey, and what she teaches so many. I just can't say enough good things about her. And I know that after you listen to this interview and you hear her story of, again, the changes that she's made in her own fitness life, if you will, you know, she's learned a lot of these lessons about overtraining and how to achieve that fine line of a fitness balance. You know, it's very easy when you become passionate about fitness and you have certain goals from an aesthetic standpoint to get to a point where fitness overtakes your life and you can end up being very tired and just withdrawn from a lot of social situations. We hear that from a lot of guests on the show, and it's really refreshing to hear how somebody's made some changes in their own fitness life and learn these lessons and then pass them on to people that are either being, in this case with Hannah, trained by Hannah, but also the people that just follow her. She's just an extraordinary woman, and I was so excited when she responded and said that she'd love to be on the show. So tune in. This is a two-part episode, so make sure you listen to both part one and part two. Sit back, grab a cup of coffee. You're going to want to sign up to, we'll put some links to some of the products that Hannah uses all the time. And I've bought all of them. I've bought so many things because of watching what Hannah uses. Seriously, she should just literally have her own QVC show, but that's another thing. So you're going to want to sit back, have a cup of coffee, listen to this interview with Hannah, also known as the Ripped Barbie, and let us know what you think. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fitfluential Radio. I'm your host, Kelly Olexa, and I'm totally having a geek out moment because I have one of my favorite to stalk online people on our show today, and we have Hannah Jamrose, and I hope to God, Hannah, that I said your name, your last name correctly. Did I say it well?
Yes. Hey, Kelly. Thanks for having me. I'm super excited.
You are so awesome. And everybody that's listening, if this is your first experience learning about Hannah, trust me, after the show, you will be stalking her online just like I do every day. Like, seriously, Hannah, I have no problem saying this. Like, you're one of the first people I'm like, okay, let me tune into Hannah TV. And I'm just saying you should have Hannah TV because you're just a cute person in general, but you put so much valuable content out on Instagram. I have learned so much from you. You're the sole reason that I do greens every morning before my coffee.
Yes, I'm so glad.
It is. I mean, and you explain stuff. You're not shallow. You're not just, hey, here's me in my gym shirt. And I love when you talk about, you know, you and your man. I love your dogs. Honestly, I'm really sharing how geeked out, major girl crush, major fitness crush that I have on you. But so glad to have you on the show. I'm going to shut up and we're going to dive right in. And again, welcome. Let's get started. I usually, as I shared with you before the show, Hannah, I always ask people, first time they're on Fitfluential Radio, there's a lot of folks that are just going to be learning about you today. And I always ask folks, share with our audience, when was it for you that you first got into fitness? For some folks, it was later in life. For some folks, it was junior high, high school with, you know, athletics. When did you first get into becoming interested in fitness and eating right and working out? When was that for you in your life and why?
Yeah, so I grew up with two older brothers, and I've always been super competitive due to my brother nature, I should say. So My brothers were in football, and I was 5 years old running on the sidelines because my dad coached my brother's football team, and I would race the guys and do all the drills, and I'd beat them all the time, and they're like 5, 6 years older than me. So I'd say it started about right there. And then after that, though, I've probably done most sports you can think of: soccer, volleyball, basketball, softball, weightlifting, dance, track, you name it. But the ones that have stuck, obviously, you know, in high school were volleyball and weightlifting. But I actually broke my leg running track when I was 14 or 15. And when I did that, that's when all my contact sports had to stop. So that's when I got a gym membership to a global gym that I never even thought I'd be a part of. I mean, I was still young. And at that time, I was like, okay, college sports, you know, I'm going to get a scholarship for volleyball or track, whatever. Well, that completely was crushed. So I had to figure something out. Once I got healed, that's when I started hanging around the global gym and just doing bodybuilding type movements. And I met a group of people who were into competing in bodybuilding competitions. And my competitive side came back. And I'm like, yes, let's do this. And I was only 17 doing my first bodybuilding competition. So I'm in school, in high school still.
Wow.
Doing a bodybuilding diet, which I wouldn't recommend if you're that young. Don't do it. And so I did 3 bodybuilding competitions and realized it's not my kind of lifestyle. It's too strict. It's, if you want to excel in it, at least in the category I was competing in, which was women's physique, you know, most of the time have to do unnatural things. And I wasn't willing to do that because I still like to be feminine and look feminine, and not that you aren't. But I wanted to set a good example for other women. Mm-hmm. And I also just love food, because who doesn't, right?
Amen to that. Whenever my man asks me, he's like, you know, we're talking about planning whatever day it is, and he's like, are you hungry? And I always look at him like, the answer to that question is I'm always hungry, whether it's physically or mentally hungry. I just really love to eat. So it's a good thing I love fitness as much as I do.
Listen, it's just food. It's so comforting.
Yes.
Well, there's something, I don't know. So that was the main thing, is I just love food too much. And there was too much yo-yoing of being 145 pounds and 160 pounds, 170 pounds. Like, it just wasn't happening. I needed a balance. And that's what I preach so much now. So after I got so burnt out from competing, I had a few friends that did CrossFit, and I used to make fun of CrossFit. And now here I am 4 years later, like, all about it. What I liked about it is that you can, you know, eat what you want, still have balance or whatever with CrossFit, and you can still compete though. Like, it reminds me of high school games, like volleyball games and events and all that. And once I got into CrossFit, that's when, like, I found macros and started actually learning what real balance of nutrition was about. And I've done a ton of CrossFit competitions, and, you know, I have a very addictive personality. So I got super into CrossFit. I was like ready to get ready for, you know, regionals and this and that. And then I went so hard in the paint that I completely burnt out. Mm-hmm. Go figure. So now, 2 years following that, I'm doing home workouts that are just body weight. I'm doing CrossFit workouts. I still have a global gym membership. I work out from my home. And I also just joined a Brazilian jiu-jitsu gym. So, like, I can't preach enough to mix it up however you'd like. And as long as you're getting fitness in, if you enjoy it, then keep doing it. Do whatever you enjoy to get exercise. It doesn't have to be what, you know, Miss Fitness on Instagram is doing, like your favorite follower, you know, or like whatever athlete is doing. Do what you enjoy.
We were talking, for everybody listening, we were talking before we started recording about, you know, some of these gals on Instagram, and maybe they mean well, but like every single Instagram post, I don't mean Instagram story, I mean post, is just, it's the same exact pose of them doing the figure competitor, bikini competitor, twisting their body around, showing their glutes. And I'm like, oh dear God, do you, like, that's your portfolio, that's your resume. And what your resume says is, I am shallow.com. All I think about is how skinny I am and how big my ass is. Like, is that all that you're about? So yeah, that's what we were talking about.
That's how, even like posting progress pictures now, like the older I get, I know I'm still a baby, but I'm just saying, I almost feel weird posting like a mirror picture in my sports bra. You know what I mean? You know, but it's with good meaning, and I put content below it. Mm-hmm. But like, I totally know what you mean. And I'm sure everybody else gets what you're saying as well.
Yeah. I mean, the other step further, and then I want to come back because you said so many amazing things. I mean, I basically have the outline for everything we're going to talk about today. And I love hearing the evolution of your journey and all the lessons that you've learned. And I will just reiterate as well, or confirm, that when you guys tune in to Hannah, again, I watch most of her stuff on Instagram, and we'll link up so that you can follow her. Is it the Fitness Barbie? Is that the name of your Instagram?
The Ripped Barbie.
The Ripped Barbie. Why do I keep thinking my short
term? Because fitness, everything, duh.
But her, as she was saying, when she puts something up, I mean, every single one of her posts is, you know, it's got such a good lesson. It's like a mini blog post. And then of course there's so much information. She's taught me so much, certainly about macros, about getting my greens in the morning. And to what you said as well at the end, you talked about how you've gotten into jiu-jitsu. I will say that's something I've been interested in a long time. So seeing you start that, I was like, that when my adrenal fatigue is better and I'm allowed to take things up a notch, I'm going to be asking my dietitian, like, when am I allowed to add some intense stuff back in?
Yeah, let me just say, it is an ego crusher. So you better get your ego, like, leave it in the car when you walk in, which I already knew that. It's you're starting literally from ground zero if you've never done it. It's challenging, but that's what I like about it, because I'm used, you know, if you're athletic, you're used to kind of walking in, and even if you've never done it before, you're all right at it. Mm-hmm. Whereas this, I'm still rolling on the floor like a freaking ant.
I love it. And I think that would be good for so many of us. I mean, one of the things my therapist said is, she's like, you know, we were talking about certain things and people in my business life that have, you know, really done some awful things to me. And she's like, you definitely. And I said, I'm not going to lie. I feel internally sometimes anger, and I don't act on it. She's like, well, sometimes we need a place to let it out. And she goes, yeah. You know, when she said, I know you have to heal your adrenal fatigue and everything, but you might want to ask, like, when it's ready, that might be a really good outlet for you to, you know, take out some of that anger and put it in a good place where it's helping you. So that appeals to me. But I do remember seeing some of your posts, and you had just finished like a jiu-jitsu workout, and you came home and you were talking about it. And then I think it was like the next day, and you were talking about, hey, I want to get my training in, but you just said, and for everybody listening, this is a lot of what we've been talking about. And a lot of what I'm having to heal is the years that I didn't do exactly what I'm going to tell you Hannah has been doing. She came onto her Instagram and she's like, guys, you've got to listen to your body. I had a kick-ass jiu-jitsu training yesterday. I'm really tired. I don't have it. And I think that it would be bad for me to do a workout. Now I'm paraphrasing what you said.
Yeah. So
you're listening to your body.
No, you're right. I remember what you were talking about. I woke up that morning and it was like 6, and Nick, he's getting ready for work. And I'm like, oh man, I could totally fall back asleep. Like, I couldn't get my body woken up. So I actually did take an hour nap, and I felt like a whole new person, but still couldn't work out, decided not to go. So I get a direct message from somebody who said, you know, are you just not motivated to go work out? Because that could be it too. And are you just giving yourself these excuses? And I'm like, dude, I'm motivated. Like, I know how to go work out. Like, no, my body is beat up. You try going jiu-jitsu for your third time ever.
Exactly. But that's key. Yeah. You're very grounded in the fact that you're sharing that. I think it's really important, because I absolutely believe we're at a time. I'm seeing this, and this is going to reference a couple of questions I'm going to ask you about your competition days. We're at a time, and in fact, the gal I'm interviewing next for the podcast after you, Hannah, is Alex Mazurko, and she is 26, 27, and is coming from a place where, you know, excessive competing, high stress life, and really just shot out her adrenals and her health, and had to take some time to heal because her body was doing the opposite. Her body was gaining weight instead of losing. And I'm seeing so much of that. Of course, I'm probably seeing it because I'm going through that. I have hypothyroidism, adrenal fatigue, cortisol that is like on empty. I mean, I've got all of these issues, and it comes from years of not only antibiotics and birth control, but years of being on other medication and massive overtraining and under eating without realizing I was doing it. So I had the best intentions. But a lot of women in particular in the fitness space, if they're competing, that's something that's happening very naturally. But also if they're competing or they have a fitness business like you do, you're a coach, you have all of these incredible programs. And for everybody listening, we're going to link this up at the end of the show, but she's a trainer. She has various programs and people that are tuning in. A lot of women, I feel, that can become that. You shared it, Aunt Hannah, you're competitive. You're probably that alpha female type. You're going to be working hard. It's very hard, I think, for women to go, I need to step back. I need to chill out. I need to rest. Was that hard for you to get to the place where you could actually, you know, like see that you needed balance and rest and to scale things back and listen to your body? Or were you always that way?
Yeah, I thought, you know, with CrossFit. So with bodybuilding and CrossFit, it's totally different type of training. It's still, you know, they're both fatiguing, but it's different. So when I got super into CrossFit, I was training like 2-3 hours a day, like 6 days a week, maybe resting on the seventh day. And if that was, it was like running. And that's when I seriously was running my body into the ground. I could tell my cortisol levels, which are the hormones in your body that release, they react to your stress levels in your body. And if people like you're not losing weight or whatever, and you're stressed, a lot of time it has to do with the cortisol level. But anyways, I was like getting super thick and chunky, but I'm working out and my macros are on point. I'm like, what's happening? I was so fatigued and killing myself. So actually I was okay with backing off a day or two, like out of nowhere, because I literally drove myself into the ground so far. Mm-hmm. And what it actually was, it's funny. I was okay with starting to back off, but the people I trained with were giving me so much crap. Wow. But I wanted to tell them, like, no, dude, you need to chill out on your training. Like, this is your life. I get it. But, like, I realize I don't want to be in a wheelchair when I'm 40. Like, it's just looking at the overall picture, and there's more to life than fitness. Like, people see my Instagram as, yeah, like, Hannah the Fit Freak. And it's a lot of times people don't look at me past that, and it kind of is bothersome because there's so much more to me than, like, hey, that's the ripped Barbie. And I realized that. I have to say, it was probably when I started dating Nick, he, without even realizing it, made me come to that, hey, like, there's more to you than just this fitness. And if people don't see that, well, then that's their own loss. And so that's when I started sharing even more about personal life on social media, and people love it. So, actually, what I've heard a lot from people, feedback, you know, without me even asking, is they'll say, hey, thank you for sharing your fitness journey, but also your personal life, to show that it's possible to be normal but still make fitness a priority. And so that's what I think is the coolest thing overall.
Oh, absolutely. And that's making me think of some of your recent posts. And every time I would see it, we had, for everybody listening, you know, we had decided she was going to be on the podcast probably 4 or 5 weeks ago. But then you were going on vacation, and then you came back, and then there was this awful hurricane situation. So we're just recording now. But like, when I knew you were going to be on the show, and I would then see your Instagram and you'd mention something, I'm like, oh, she's so on point with what I'm going through and what I'm learning. And that is this balance situation, and that you can be passionate about getting fit and have goals and aspirations, but this concept that used to permeate the fitness space, and sadly in some areas it still is, that getting fit or ripped is spending your entire life in the gym. And mm-hmm. some people too, I think when they, if they glance, like say someone stumbled on your Instagram and they saw you sharing macros and like, hey, this is what I do and I'm measuring this, and they might go, oh my God, so much work. It really isn't. And once you can get into a groove, you can eat what you want. You can have beer. You can have wine. It's a lot more simple. And even if you're not counting macros, just awareness of food and balance, having protein, fats, carbs. But you shared something recently, and you were like in your car and you said, guys, I'm not spending 2 hours a day at the gym anymore. And I'm getting fit. I like where my body is. you have a really tremendous sense of self-awareness and being accepting of yourself. And then also kind of sharing like, hey, yeah, I'm all about fitness and I'm passionate about eating right and sharing that, but I do have a life and I don't want to spend 8 hours in the gym a day. I've been there, done that. And you don't have to either. Do you get a lot of folks that hire you for your fitness programs and for your coaching that still have that mindset where they think I have to like eat nothing but the bro diet, like chicken and broccoli and oatmeal and egg whites, and I have to work out 2 hours a day and have no life? Do you get a lot of people that still think that?
Yeah. So people will get this main workout program that I have that people love that don't want to do like home workouts. And it's a global gym workout, bodybuilding, split body parts. And I think 75% of the people who bought it will email me saying, you know, I feel like I didn't get much out of this workout. It only took about 45 minutes, maybe an hour with the cardio included. Like, am I missing something? Oh, and why is it 4 days a week? I have to sit there every single time and explain that. You have to rest. Like, actually, you're not building muscle as you're doing your bicep curl. You're building muscle when you're sleeping. Like, I used to be the type of person that would say back in my bodybuilding days, oh, I'll sleep when I'm dead. Like, when people say that, it's the dumbest thing. I seriously think it's so stupid when people say that, because you need sleep. And, like, ask anybody that knows me, oh, I could sleep for days. Like, and if I don't get to bed and I'm not on an 8-hour sleep schedule, I'm a crabby turd.
Did you say turd, by the way?
Oh yeah. So no, people who know me know that if I don't get like my 8 hours of sleep, I'm a crabby turd. Like, I hate interrupted sleep. Like, you need your 8 hours. I'm serious. Like, if you want your body to be working properly and you're, you know, following a healthy eating regimen, a good workout regimen, but your sleep's off, like, forget about it. Yeah, you'll see results, but it's going to be delayed. You're going to wonder why. And that's why sleep is so crucial.
This is the end of part one of my interview with Hannah, the Ripped Barbie. Please be sure to tune into part two.